not to have. It is not a theory in the usual sense, but it is a whole family of different theories, each of which is a good description of observations only in some range of physical situations. It is a bit like a map. As is well known, one cannot show the whole of the Earth's surface on a single map. The usual marking or projection used for maps of the world makes areas appear larger and larger in the far north and south, but doesn't cover the north and south poles. Instead, one has to use a collection of maps, each of which covers a limited region. The maps overlap each other, and where they do, they show the same landscape. M theory is similar. The different theories in the M theory family may look very different, but they can all be regarded as limiting cases of the same underlying theory, when certain quantities such as the energy or some fields are small. Each theory has only a limited range of validity, but where the ranges of two theories overlap, they predict the same observations. There is no single theory that is a good representation of observations in all situations. M theory predicts that a great many universes were created out of nothing. Their creation does not require the intervention of some supernatural being, or God. Rather, these multiple universes arise naturally from physical law. They are a prediction of science. Each universe has many possible histories and many possible states at later times, that is, at times like the present, long after their creation. Most of these states will be quite unlike the universe we observe, and quite unsuitable for the existence of any form of life. Only a very few would allow creatures like this to exist. Thus, our presence selects out from this vast array only those universes that are compatible with our existence. Although we are truly insignificant on the scale of the cosmos, this makes us, in a sense, the lords of creation. Theory Einstein was voting to find. the fact that